remember last time, Carl Morgan, facing death at the hands of the gun-wielding lovely Julia Fairholme, was tricked by Julia into spelling the name of the bald-headed actor who played the title role of the King in the Broadway production of The King and I. Now, furious because of Julia's fantastically calculated deception, it is Carl who once again recovers sufficiently to speak. Let's listen.
Well, go ahead. What are you waiting for?
I can't seem to find my script. Could I read my part off of yours?
Well, don't look at me. You were supposed to bring both of them.
What do you mean?
Now, don't tell me you didn't stop by the mimeographing department.
What do you mean? It was your turn this time.
My turn? What day is this?
What do you mean, what day is it? It's Thursday.
You jerk.
Isn't it?
Honest to... Oh, if you didn't have your head attached to your body, you'd leave it in a restaurant.
No kidding. I really thought it was Thursday.
No script. Oh, why, you stupid...
Who are you calling stupid?
I'm calling you...
Well, what's going to happen next time? Don't fail to miss our next exciting episode when we'll hear Julia say... Julia, would you mind doing your opening line for the next show so I can finish my announcement, please?
Don't look at me. Look at Stupid Face here. I haven't even got a script.
Who are you calling Stupid Face?
You, that's who.
Oh, yeah, look, I don't have to take that kind of jazz from you or anybody else. You ought to go around pumping gas.